This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday ended his faltering re-election bid and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara reports it sent political shockwaves around the country and threw an element of turmoil into the election just months before voters go to the polls.
This was kind of expected, but it was also sort of a surprise. I mean, a large part of the Washington political circle have been speculating that he might announce it this weekend, but nobody knew for sure until it happened.
Hear more from White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara on VOA's International Edition. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said on Sunday he thinks Vice President Kamala Harris will be easier to defeat in November's election than Democratic President Joe Biden. CNN said the Republican former president made the comments to the network shortly after Biden announced his decision. Trump and his campaign later also attacked Biden and Harris on social media while saying Biden was unfit to continue serving as president.